This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, before I get to it, we're going to be talking about, well, you know, I talk about it a lot. The message of the gospel is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, right? And we're told today that the message is God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Yes, God loves you, but it's a sacrificial love, okay? We'll be talking about that in just a couple minutes. Before we get to that, I want to get to this because I know a lot of people knew something was behind this whole impeachment scan, okay? People knew that whatever the media was diverting your attention from, they knew that there was something behind it, and sure enough, while you were distracted by a phony impeachment process, okay, Congress reauthorized the Tyrannical Patriot Act. Did you know that? Again, we knew something was going on, and it's just a matter of looking the other direction, folks. When they tell you to look this direction, look the exact opposite way, because that's exactly what they're doing, okay? Again, throughout this whole phony impeachment process, what did they do? Congress reauthorized the Tyrannical Patriot Act. Folks, again, in so many fronts, across the boards, friends, these people need to be dealt with. They pull attention away from what they're really doing, using the media, as I continuously reiterate, making that point that corrupt politicians and the media are working hand in glove to destroy what you have, namely your God-given rights, your freedoms. And if you're not going to fight for them, friends, guess what? They are going to go away, and that's exactly what's happening. But we wanted to let you know that while you are distracted by this phony impeachment process, Congress was reauthorizing the Tyrannical Patriot Act. Just want to let you know that. Well, Bradley, what's the big deal with the Patriot Act? Well, again, pay attention to the name, because the very name that they use, the opposite is what they're doing. Just 6 weeks after the September 11th attacks, a panicked Congress passed the USA Patriot Act. Guess what, friends? At 3:30 in the morning, not one representative, not a one representative had a chance to read what they called the Patriot Act. Not a one. But they signed off on it anyways. Okay? It was an overnight revision of the nation's surveillance laws that vastly expanded the government's authority to spy on, guess who? Not foreign powers, but its own citizens, while simultaneously reducing checks and balances on those powers like judicial oversight, public accountability, and the ability to challenge government searches in court. Are you paying attention, America? Why did Congress pass the Patriot Act? Because most of the changes to surveillance concerning this policy, not law. Law does not follow policy. Policy follows law. This is policy, friends, because it runs antithetical once again to the U.S. Constitution. But most of the changes to the surveillance made by the Patriot Act were part of a long-standing law enforcement wish list that had been previously rejected by Congress, and in some cases repeatedly. Folks, September 11th gave them the opportunity to do what they couldn't do before. Just so you know, okay? Congress reversed course because it was bullied into it by the Bush administration in the frightening weeks after the September 11th attack. The Senate version of the Patriot Act, which closely resembles the legislation requested by criminal Attorney General John Ashcroft at that time, was sent straight to the floor with no discussion, no debate, and no hearings. Does that sound like the American process, friends? Absolutely not. Many senators complained that they had little chance to read it, much less analyze it before having to vote. In the House, hearings were held and a carefully constructed compromise bill emerged from the Judiciary Committee. But then, with no debate or consultation with the rank-and-file members, the House leadership threw out the compromise bill and replaced it with legislation that mirrored the Senate's version. Neither discussion, friends, nor amendments were permitted, and once again, members barely had time to read the thick bill before they were forced to cast an up or down vote on it. Again, keep in mind the criminal administration of the Bushes, friends. Notice the link. Notice, folks, that who they are emulating every step of the way. The Bush administration implied that members who voted against it would be blamed for any further attacks, a powerful threat at a time when the nation was expecting a second attack to come any moment, when reports of anthrax letters were appearing on a daily basis. And friends, history teaches us who are actually sending those letters, okay? Again, let's go back to any dictatorship of the past, and what do? They created their own terror, friends, to bring in a system of government that would meet their political ends. They would create the problems secretly and publicly. They would play the problem solvers to continuously puff them up into a dictatorial or a dictatorship, friends, to appease its people, and furthermore, to control its people. Okay? The Patriot Act, for those that did not know, increases the government's power to spy in four areas. Record searches on you, secret searches on you, intelligence searches on you, trap and trace searches on you. All a violation of the Fourth Amendment. Okay? Number one, expanded access to personal records held by third parties. It's an unchecked power. The government no longer has to show evidence that the subjects of search orders are an agent of a foreign power, a requirement that previously protected Americans against abuse of this authority. See what they did, friends, is they used September 11th as an excuse to give themselves more authority over the very people that they promised to serve. The FBI does not even have to show a reasonable suspicion that the records are related to criminal activity, much less the requirements for probable cause. That is listed in the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, friends. This is tyranny, friends, and that's why I continuously reiterate the point, friends. It's not the Patriot Act. It's the act of tyranny, friends. And I started the show off telling you, friends, well, you are distracted by a phony impeachment process. Not only did it drive more support to Donald Trump, but also keep in mind, friends, behind closed doors, Congress was reauthorizing the tyrannical Patriot Act. The list goes on, friends, with its violations, its usurpations, their operations out of scope of authority in so many different ways. I could have four shows identifying what the Patriot Act does unconstitutionally, and it's not good. And folks, we're seeing this on a daily basis, how the American people are being stripped of their God-given rights. Well, these agencies don't even have to answer for their assailments, friends, concerning the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. They're tearing them down. But this is what was going on. Just wanted to share that with you. When we come back, friends, we're going to do a part three to what we've been talking about concerning part one and part two. And I'm going to bring you back to Scripture, and I'm going to make a whole lot of common sense based on Scripture. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to watch us live, you can. Go to YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Media. Go over to Before It's News. Thank you, Michael Roach, my friend over there, for your trust. Also, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're just doing a test run. It's growing exponentially. That's awesome. Love my live chat friends. They're constantly weighing in, giving insight, input, throwing their thoughts out on the table. If you would like to do that, you can do that as well. In 117 cities that are listening to me right now, if you're driving, pick up the phone. Give me a call, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, over the last couple days, we have been, well, again, exposing the obvious. The lack of Christianity. We're told of, well, celebrities, that's what they call themselves, and they like to be called celebrities, and their conversions. I've been highlighting, friends, how they just don't line up with Scripture. Without question, folks, sound Scripture, sound doctrine, okay? And the Bible says that we are to have sound speech, which cannot be condemned, and if we stick to the Word of God, we're never going to err, and we need to keep it in context. Line upon line, precept upon precept, not to go about and pick Scriptures that we like and throw ones the ones that we don't like. We throw those away and we take the ones that we like a bunch of pigeons picking peas, friends. We're not to do that. Okay, the heathens do that. Christians don't do that. They have a proper balance, because the Bible says a false balance is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. We don't want that. We want a proper balance. And we want to understand law to grace in its fullness. And we can always find that by looking at and keeping our eye fixed on Jesus Christ. Now, not only did I highlight Alice Cooper, not only did I highlight Bob Dylan, and Brian Head Welch from Korn, Bono from U2, and folks, there's a whole list of them, okay? I also highlighted, well, those that call themselves Christians, and I was talking about then, the next day, modern-day professed Christian singer Lauren Daigle, who couldn't even answer basic questions concerning Scripture. When she was asked the basic question, a simple question for any Christian, is homosexuality a sin? Of course it is. And furthermore, but friends, let me make clear distinction here. It's not a sin scripturally. It's an abomination. Okay? And if you take that to common law in the United States, did you know that in every state of our union in the United States, did you know that sodomy is a felony and they are called crimes against nature in your state statute? Did you hear what I said? Okay? So don't argue with me about law. Don't call me hate when I'm making reference to the law that exposes your hate for God and His moral law, because that's exactly what it comes down to. Okay? But with that said, friends, she couldn't answer the question, is homosexuality a sin? She said, I can't honestly answer on that. In a sense, I have too many people that I love. She doesn't really love them, folks. She hates them, folks, because she's turned her back on God's word. If she really loved them, she would give them God's word in hopes that the Holy Ghost would pick up that word and bring the conviction of sin, John 16:8, concerning those homosexuals. I do it all the time because my desire is redemption. Okay? I'm not going to win them to Jesus. No, the Bible says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And if we truly understand the fear of the Lord and departing from iniquity upon repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10, well, guess what, friends? We're going to have no problem telling others how the Lord works salvation through me, because that's what we desire for them. Amen? That is redemption, to be redeemed through the blood. Okay? And then going back to Lauren Daigle, then she says, I actually had a conversation with someone last night about it. I can't say one way or the other. I'm not God. So when people ask questions like that, that's what my go-to is. I just say, read the Bible and find out for yourself. In other words, she didn't want to actually say what she probably knew. And when you find out, let me know, said Lauren Daigle, because I'm learning too. Wow, this is, common sense does come into play, right? God said Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve, and I'm not making a mockery of it, but the fact of the matter is, I have a dad and I have a mom. If I didn't have it the way that the Lord ordained it, I wouldn't be here right now. Okay? And if we were to go off of the sodomites' ideologies, their theologies that they create out of their own wicked hearts, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, who can know it? Guess what, friends? We would, again, not be here. Because there would be no replenishing of the earth, which the Lord told us to do, male and female. Okay? So with saying all that, friends, I also highlighted the fact that Isaiah 8:20 comes in and it says, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there's no light in them. Now, I just want to say this because this morning I was talking to law enforcement. I was talking to a local sheriff, super cool guy, and I just kind of wanted to see where things were at in the community, and I just kind of wanted to know where things were at in the county, and share with them things that I've seen on a nationwide basis and just kind of see where they stood when it comes to the Constitution. And I just said, if there's anything that you need from me, do not fail to address me, because I will do what I can do as long as it's based upon the Word of God and the Constitution, because I am for the law. I am a Christocrat, right? Yeah, we're all Christocrats here. And interestingly enough, he said, well, Bradley, not everybody. Now, this is out of context a little bit, but this was thrown in the conversation, and this is what I want you to hear. He said, Bradley, not everybody's just going to go around holding up a sign protesting abortion. And I stopped and I said, wait a second. I said, 60 million babies have been murdered in the womb. Boy, the room was silent, okay? And then we started talking about the sodomite agenda. And I said, I told you that this was coming. Nobody wanted to listen. I said, look at the sodomites. Look what they've done. They've made way for who? Who is systematically and methodically following behind their footsteps? The Muslims are. Those that mean to conquer we the people in this country. That's why in the state of Minnesota, you have the LGBT chairman, formerly the congressman of the 5th District named Keith Ellis. Now he's the attorney general, mysteriously. And I said, look what he's pushing. I said, when they go to the colleges, they have the homosexuals put these events on for Islamophobia. Okay? And I said, I tried to tell you that. He said, well, Bradley, not everybody's just going to go protest these. I said, well, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. unabashedly, friends. I'm not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. I'm not going to deny the name of Jesus Christ because I don't want to be denied. But furthermore, I'm not even doing it for that reason. I'm doing it because I see what he did for me. Okay? And I said to him, I said, just let me stop right there, because what comes to my aid right now is what Abraham Lincoln said. He said to sin by silence when men should protest, he said, makes cowards of men. And I said, I just want you to do this for me. Just think about what I'm going to say, and I'll say it as slow as I can. I said, Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, to overlook judgment because of kindness, he said, is ridiculous. He said it's ridiculous because then love wounds itself by killing justice. Folks, love is the fulfilling of the law. And if we understand that scriptural love is a sacrificial love, John 15:13, greater love is no man than this, than a man lay down his life for his brethren. That is love. And then the Lord lays out here in his love, not that we loved him, but he loved us and sent his only son to die as the propitiation for our sins, found in 1 John 4:10. And the list goes on and on and on and on and on. And folks, I'll tell you what. There is a fallen love that does not line up with Scripture. And when you look in Scripture, I just want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. Hold me in context after I say what I say. Don't turn off the radio and say, oh my gosh, can you believe what that guy just said? I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. I want you to go get your Bible right now, if you're able. If you have an iPhone, you can look this up right now. Ask Siri, she'll still bring you to Scripture, okay? Though she's indoctrinated, she'll still bring you to Scripture. Where in the Bible does it say, in the New Testament, where Jesus ever one time said to anybody that he loved them? 1-866-582-9933. I'm asking you to show me in Scripture where Jesus, at any time in Scripture, said, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Anybody? 1-866-582-9933. Here, I'll give you the answer. He never said it. He only showed it. Okay? God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. See the cross? See Christ on Calvary bleeding, friends, for the sins of the world, yours and mine? Again, hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us. See the sacrificial love? 1 John 3:16. Ephesians 5:2, Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for an offering. Do you see the cross, the sacrificial love, friends? What about this one? We hear about this all day long, but it's absolutely true, and pay attention to what's smack dead center in this scripture. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Do you see Christ on the cross to redeem men back unto himself? You know, when I end every show, friends, I always say 1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, deeds not words. The Lord said in Scripture, friends, that we are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth. The Apostle George Washington, the first President of the United States of America, his slogan was, deeds not words. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House impeachment inquiry against President Trump is continuing, with a State Department official and NSC official testifying. Republican Congressman from Texas John Ratcliffe is questioning David Holmes.
Gordon Sondland said the answer to that was he's going to do the investigation. So when did he ask about the investigation?
My assumption is he did it in the closed-door meeting with Yermak.
Well, I don't want to...
Time of the gentleman has expired.
I appreciate that, but I want to make sure the record's clear that yesterday Ambassador Sondland testified that the topic of conversations did not come up on that day.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
The Israeli Attorney General is indicting Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Netanyahu has previously denied any wrongdoing and says he's a victim of a political witch hunt by the media and the left. Netanyahu is currently serving as Israel's caretaker prime minister. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. My YouTube friends, go on to that Listen Live link. Steve from Minnesota calling in. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm busy as a bee.
Well, I got a question for that gal that can't doesn't want to hurt her friends by telling them they're wrong. If the Bible said, thou shalt not slam your hand in the door, and you, my friend, kept slamming your hand in the door, disobeying but God. And would I show my love for you by injecting you with morphine so that your hand quit hurting from your disobedience, or would locking the door so you quit slamming your hand in it show my love for you?
Exactly. The Word of God just shows you that the Lord loves more than those that profess to love the Lord. And that's exactly what we see. And by the way, this is why the world, Steve, begins to take on hate, because professed Christians aren't exhibiting real Christian love.
Well, think of our friends that, you know, you got them and I got them that have died from drug overdoses. I got a friend that shot himself in the head and killed himself. Friends that have died from AIDS, and how would we love them by telling them to keep hurting themselves? The ones that love me the most told me to quit hurting myself and follow God.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Steve, for the sake of time, again, you know how this goes. I appreciate your phone call. There's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. They noticed that cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of holding up the stop signs, God's moral law, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, Romans 3:20, Exodus 20, right? What did they do? They took the signs down and they put an ambulance after the cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the to the bottom to their own destruction. A concerned committee got together and said, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Well, how many people crash at the bottom to their own destruction, but they die? Shouldn't we have told them when we had time to tell them? Because the Bible tells us in Psalm 19:11, by them thy servant is warned, and that's God's moral law. God didn't give his love or his law because he hates you. He gave his law because he loves you. Just like good government, when they post signs, friends, to keep the people safe, praise God. You know what? That's a person, that's an individual, that's an entity perhaps, friends, however you want to say it, that cares about the people. If I didn't care about them, I would lower the law. I would dim the light whereby men might perceive their own guilt, friends. No, we don't do that here, okay? We walk in Christ, and if we want to know where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's the 2 Corinthians 3:17, where it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If we want to know that liberty, then we better follow the Christ. Because he said, John 8:32, to he who, Jesus saying this, to he who the Son makes free is free indeed. And that's exactly right. Thank you for the insight again, Steve. I totally appreciate your input. I don't mean to cut you off. I really don't. Just trying to get on top of my message because I know it's going to go. And I'm trying to make this a three-parter rather than a four-parter. With that said, going back to what we were just talking about during the last segment, I have searched Scripture high and low for the Jesus loves you gospel. You hear this all the time. This is, by the way, what I was initiated into. Jesus loves you. And I never found it in the Word. I can't find it. Hey, folks, if it's there, I will gladly preach it, but nowhere can I find any of the apostles telling sinners that Jesus loved them. Nowhere. Nowhere. The Bible does say, for God so loved the world, right, in John 3:16. But each reference to the love of God is in direct reference to the cross of Jesus Christ. And what drives you to the cross? The law of God, right? How was it that the Apostle Paul knew that God loved him? The guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament. How do we know that he loves us? If you look at Paul, he was often hungry, naked. He was whipped. He was beaten. He was stoned, and at times he was so depressed that at one stage he even wanted to die. Paul, the author, or I should say under the influence of the author, that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he was mocked, he was hated, he was shipwrecked, he was in prison for years, and then finally beheaded, martyred. But what did he look to for assurance of God's love for him? He didn't look at his lifestyle because to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him to most. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved him. I want you to think about this. And I want you to look at Paul with me, if you would. I want you to look at him lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor. I want you to look at Paul not only half naked on a cold dungeon floor, but chained to a hardened Roman guard. I want you to look at his bloody back and his bruised, swollen face. Hey, Paul, you've been beaten again. Where are your friends? We know that Demas and others have forsaken you. Where is your expensive chariot, Paul, and your successful building program, Paul? Where's the evidence of God's blessings upon you, Paul? What's that? What did you say, Paul? Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips that God loves you? Paul slowly lifts up his head. His black and bruised eyes look deeply into yours. They sparkle as he says two words. The cross. He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling and blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim light and read, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Galatians 2:20. See, Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth. He displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and his glory. In the same way, the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us, but God commendeth his love towards us in that while we were sinners, lawbreakers, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. See, that was the source of Paul's joy, and thus his strength, because Scripture tells us in Galatians 6:14, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Jesus Christ. If there's an economic recession, those who look solely to material blessings as further evidence of God's love, well, will think that God has forsaken us. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast, fixed in direction, devotion to them. See, the cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of our message, Christ crucified. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel. Yet I have personally lost count of times I have heard preachers of the gospel, they declare, might I add, that fail to mention it. Jesus told the Pharisees that they admitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith, and therein is our message. Law, judgment, mercy, and faith. There's the proper arrangement. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and the way to obtain mercy is through faith. So, what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it's a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner, unrepentant sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so, friends. Let's stick to the Word. Because the Bible doesn't do so. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin? And how on earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? Is the sinner of today more learned than that of the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, I had not known sin but by the law? Has God changed his mind in using the law to bring the knowledge of sin? Absolutely not. Friends, if we want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, we must do so biblically, or we will spurn his love. They'll refuse to accept it. See, we can invoke a tearful response by telling sinners that God loves them, because it's certainly less offensive to receive, and therefore an easier message to give. Friends, we need to stick to the Word of God. We need not fall away from Scripture and take on man's reprobate mind that wars against the Holy One of Israel and His Spirit. The carnal mind is at enmity with God. Friends, we need to get back to what Scripture declares unto us. I just had a friend that just called in a couple minutes ago. Steve called in from Minnesota. How many times, and by the way, I understand this love. I believe it to be biblical love. I believe it to be scriptural love. When I share with you scriptures like, let love be without dissimulation, I think of in Romans 13, chapter 12, I'm sorry. When I think of the charity love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13, love rejoiceth not in iniquity, it rejoiceth in truth. And then I think of Scripture that love is to be unfeigned, not a counterfeit love. And then I think of Scriptures like Leviticus 19:17, where it says that I am to rebuke my brother when he's in known sin. I'm not to just walk by him and act like he's not in it. That's both in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, friends. When I think of that love, open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Then I think about Jesus in action in Revelations 3, where he said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. I see that love in demonstration. It doesn't appeal to the carnal nature. And what Steve just said concerning Lauren Daigle, friends, and giving his parable, his analogy of what real love is and what real love isn't, isn't it interesting that the modern day professors are the very ones fueling the fire of the reprobate to call it hate when we do use God's law to show them his love, which is a fulfilling of the law? Isn't that interesting, friends? Isn't that interesting? Professed Christians are the very ones breeding the revisionists and those that mean to redefine the definitions of words when it comes to love. Now when you preach scriptural love to the world, what do they call it? They call it hate. And why is that? Because of the professed hypocritical Christians.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so I want to give one analogy, okay, out of testimony, okay, so I can kind of define through experience, testimonially, what real love is. And I learned it instantaneously. If you don't have kids, it's kind of hard to explain. When you have kids, it's really easy to understand. I remember one time told me, we're talking about real love here. We're talking about scriptural love. And I remember one time my cousin told me, I was just a teenager, a young punk, probably 14, 15 years old, when he told me this. He said, Bradley, he goes, I love my wife. He goes, but I didn't know what real love was until my little girl came on the scene. He said, because all of a sudden, it's not about you anymore. It's about your little girl, your kids. Now, one day, I was driving around Lake Harriet in Minnesota, and as I was driving around the lake, my little boy, who was absolutely beautiful, he was sitting on my right leg, and there's this girl driving. This is 26 years ago. Boy, that's crazy. That means we're getting 26 years older. Wasn't that genius that I would say something like that? But he wet his pants on my leg. He had a diaper on. He was 2.5 years old. And what I did is I looked over at the girl, and I wanted to make sure she understood that I didn't wet my pants, but my little boy wet his pants on my pants. And I said, can you pull over? I can bring you to the exact spot Matter of fact, when I drive by it with my family, I say, there's where I learned that lesson from Tori by the Lord. And interestingly enough, I grabbed my little boy and I said, now, Daddy loves you. I'm going to set you outside. So she pulls over, by the way, and then I took him and I set him outside on the curb and I said, don't you go anywhere. Daddy loves you. And lo and behold, my little boy ignored what I just told him. And he ran behind the car in disobedience to Dad, me, and he ran right in front of a van. And interestingly enough, in so many different ways, and I thank God for this, the van that just about hit him, he would have killed my kid. If, 2 seconds, 2 inches later, if the driver didn't see my little boy, he would have most definitely killed my little boy. But he stopped just in time. And you know what I did? I didn't get out and tell him, you know what, it's going to be some corner time now. I didn't get out and say, we need to bring you into a counselor to see if you have some issues and see if we should put you on some dangerous psychotropic drugs. No, that's not what I did. Instantaneously, from my heart, I picked up my little boy and I smacked his butt really hard. And I said, don't you ever disobey me again. Don't you ever disobey me again. I know that there's a lot of people that listen to this show that feel like, Bradley, why are you so hard? I want to tell you why I'm so hard. Because, indeed, I love you so much. I might only have one opportunity to tell you what I have to tell you and what the Holy Ghost uses me for to tell you. Today might be the last day. Life is but a vapor. You're not promised tomorrow. The list goes on. But that's why I hit so hard, is because I only get one chance. And folks, I want to tell you something. Love doesn't stick its neck out because it hates you. Love sticks its neck out and says what needs to be said according to the Word of God, because first that individual loves God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. That's the first. The second is namely like unto this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Okay? And the law is the fulfilling. Love is the fulfilling of the law. Proverbs 13:24, and I end with this, and I'm going to hand it over to my bride, says this. Proverbs 13:24, again, comes to my aid. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chastiseth him betimes. Chastisement means to inflict pain or suffering, to humble or to improve. Why? For our good. Read Hebrews 12, that we might be partakers of his holiness, and there is the life of the Spirit in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church down south right now, what would they be doing, Stephanie?
Bring it down, Brother Dean.
That's exactly right.
You know what I always like what you always say about love is, you know, when did hate ever tell the truth? Only love tells the truth. Because if you give the truth, the only thing you have to gain in return in a lot of cases is people's ridicule, their resentment, their anger towards you. But you're giving them the truth because you love them, and you don't want them to stand before God one day and say, no one ever told me the truth. So going past, and I'm going to just kind of highlight this for a second. So every year at the end of the year, for those of you who are new listeners to Sons of Liberty, and for those of you who maybe are not, you maybe don't know this.
Can I ask you a question? What is Sons of Liberty?
I knew you were going to say that. I know you so well.
Hey, Pickle, what is Sons of Liberty?
It's interesting because sometimes I have to literally think about talking slow. The Sons of Liberty. Every year I do what's called a direct mail, and at the end of the year I always compile where we've been, where we've gone. I literally go through a year's worth of pictures, and believe you me, for me that's a feat because I take pictures of everything we do in ministry. So I got a basic condense, just to highlight, you know, the best parts of everything, which is difficult. But when I go back and I just complete our direct mail for this year, you know, you look back and you see all the different places that we've been. And it's interesting because we were at one particular place in Tennessee this past year, and we were talking to some people, and they were saying, no, I've listened to your show for so many years. I mean, like 8 years, 5 years, whatever the case might be. And these were several different people who you don't even know are out there anyway, and then they're coming up to you and saying how much they listen to the show. Now, when Bradley presents and stuff to many different places, he'll say, how many of you have heard of the Sons of Liberty? You listen to the show, and hands go up all the time. And it's interesting, for those of you who have listened to the Sons of Liberty for years, it's interesting for us, and we can see you face to face. Because every time that we do radio, or Bradley does radio, you know, you're speaking out there to the masses, but you don't always, unless people respond, know exactly who's out there. But for those of you who are out there who you feel, listen, this guy cuts me to the core almost every single time I listen to him. And you know what? It's the Holy Spirit doing it through him. And I have been so blessed by listening. In some cases, and I think I mentioned
thought you were going to say you were so blessed because you were married to me.
Oh, I'm so blessed because I'm married to you, too. But I'm saying that the listener is blessed
for
listening.
I need to hear
well.
Some of this stuff when we're not on the radio.
Okay, sounds good. So basically, those of you who are saying, I just love this radio show, you know, it's like going to church for me. I wish my pastor would preach this way. I don't hear this any other place, this black and white truth, other than right here. And we would ask for those of you who are getting spiritually fed by this ministry and through this radio program that you would simply support us so we can continue to get to the next person just like you. Now, I pointed out the fact that I just got done doing this direct mail. I put this little excerpt in there, and I'm going to read it for you. I say, I went through all the different states we've been to. I mean, literally, Montana, Minnesota, Michigan, Ohio, Florida 3 times, East
this
Coast,
year.
West Coast.
This year.
Just
yeah, this year.
So what I put on there, I said, let that just sink in for a minute. All this in 1 year. This is not over the compilation of 5, 6 years, you know. It's in 1 year, jam-packed tight. And I said, all this in 1 year. Now, this is what I said. Are we tired? Yes. Is it hard traveling about 40 hours on the road at any given time? Yes. And keep in mind, Bradley is driving for most of this. Are we burning the candle at both ends most days? Yes. So why do we do it? That would be
and
the
question.
And who's
complaining?
No one.
Exactly.
Why do we do it? What is our motivation and our end aim, speaking of love, Bradley, talking about here today, to reach more people just like you? If you've been benefited from this show, convicted, blessed, all those different things. I just talked with a lady who told me she wrote a letter and said, I don't always like what I hear, but I need to hear it.
Exactly.
She's glad she hears it.
Oh, my goodness. I read that every day. King David said he sets the judgments of God before him. Why? Because he chose the way of truth. And it shows our sincerity to comply and to submit to the Word of God that we're still able and willing to be teachable. When we lose that teachable spirit, we're done.
That's exactly
we're asking
right.
for trouble again, and I don't want to go down that road. So let's stay under the teachings of the Holy One of Israel. It's the best place to be. And you know what? At the end of the day, we're going to be partakers of the benefit of the Holy Ghost. And isn't that what we all seek?
Yeah, exactly. And just like this lady who wrote this letter, I know many of you out there feel the same way. So we humbly ask that you would please support this work. You know, we've always said we never want to be a ministry that begs for money, but one that simply presents the need. And we've got some funds that are needing to be raised here by the end of the year. And we ask that many of you at this time of the year, during Thanksgiving, the Christmas season, you consider year-end donations and so forth. Please do consider supporting our ministry. You can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click on the Spread the Word button to become a son or daughter of Liberty, and that's where you support what you can on a monthly basis, or you can click the Donate Securely button, and you can get your one-time donation in before the end of the year. All your donations are tax-deductible. We say thank you so much for those of you who do support. If you want to increase your giving or do maybe a little something extra at the end of the year, please do so. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, avoid a sugared gospel as you would shun sugar of lead. Seek that gospel which rips up and tears and cuts and wounds and hacks and even kills, for that is the gospel that makes alive again. And when you have found it, give good heed to it. Let it enter into your inmost being as the rain soaks into the ground. So pray the Lord to let his gospel soak into your soul.
That's great.
That is one brother from another mother, with all due respect. He's a cloud of witness right now, a part of that, that was hooked up. Was he not?
Amen. Absolutely.
Yeah. Folks, we love you by what we do, right? 1 John 3:18. We will talk to you in 23. Have a fabulous night, and thanks for coming on with me, my little bride.
No problem.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.